We're back. And we have another episode of Bikes and Brews.
Yes, Red Monkey Sports.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And this time, I'm Carl, as always. This is Kenji.
This time.
Yeah. And this time we're going to talk about grips. And yes. The importance of grips, mountain biking, grips. I mean, that's one of your contact points. So
yes.
It's super important. And I get nerdy about this too. But before we get too nerdy, because that'll be in your area, your arena.
Sometimes. Yes. I don't know. Lately, it's been your arena.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, let's just skip that.
What do we got? We're drinking
this beer right here. What do we got here?
What are we doing?
Yes! Yes! This is the Blonde Belgian Ale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I should be.
How do you pronounce that, though? I think it's terrible with Belgian.
Moinette?
Moinette?
It's
not any better.
I don't know. Moinette sounds French.
Blonde Ale. Here we go. Belgian Ale. This sucker is 8.5% alcohol by volume. Smooth as sandpaper. DuPont.
This is 100 grit for me.
Terps, Belgian. Okay. All right.
I feel like I should be watching cyclocross and eating frites.
Okay. Here, you can have that one.
Oh, you're so kind.
Yeah. I'm chivalrous that way.
Yeah.
We're going to drink these out of tulip glasses again.
Yes.
Yes. Tulip. No grass.
Tulip glasses. I just poured that. I did
That's
not do a good job.
Nice.
You suck at
pouring. That's something I'm going to do from now on, pour our beers.
Yeah,
here we go.
Cheers. I think you might be right.
Okay.
Oh, that's plastic.
So budget on the plastic.
It's definitely
It's all right.
It's a typical
Belgian.
Alcoholy blonde.
It is very alcoholy. That's why we're drinking these in a tulip glass.
Yeah. Yes, there we go.
Oh. 8.5% alcohol.
Straight to the brain.
It'll get you going.
Yep.
I like that. Wait, what are we tasting? What are we tasting? This isn't helpful.
Honey?
At all. This is unfiltered.
Oh,
that helps a little bit.
Oh, it is. It is a bottle conditioned beer.
Yes.
That means. What does it mean, Carl?
Killing me. That means they don't filter it out.
It means the carbonation happens
Hold on
in
a second.
The bottle. In the bottle.
Hey,
you nailed the cameraman from across the room. That was impressive.
Thank you. Is that a college trick?
No,
I don't know what you're talking about. I was never in a frat, but you know.
You learned some things.
I've had a beer in my one. This is my second one ever.
Uh-huh. Right. Mm.
Okay.
Contact points. Let's do it.
Contact points. Grips.
Yes.
Okay. I'm super nerdy about grips.
Well, what are the
What
are the contact points? Right. Where do you touch the bike?
Touch. Well, what's the most thing? What's the only thing that actually has a tactile?
Thing? Well, no, you touch the bike with your hands.
Right.
Your feet.
Uh huh.
And your butt. So it's really important to consider those contact points.
That's a good point.
Right. And so this is the main contact
you
point.
You touch your butt. I'm not touching your butt. I don't know what to do with that either. I might have my beer over here.
Yeah, keep drinking.
Okay.
So this is the contact point that you use.
Everybody
to
has opinion most of the time. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is very much a personal thing.
It
yeah,
is. It's
right?
huge.
And it also depends on what kind of mountain biking you're doing too, right? So
it has a lot to do with it. Not always, but for a lot of people, it's a big consideration.
Totally.
So one of the big things that we usually, okay, so there's two different kinds. There's a few different kinds, but a lot of times there's lock-on, like the name implies. You lock the grip onto the bar. There's nothing worse than having a slipping grip, especially in a sketchy spot on the trail, and the thing starts
rotating around.
You're like, you know?
Not pleasant.
These days you don't really see that often. Back in the days you had to like do all kinds of weird stuff, like, you know, what we call, like a lot of moto guys do, they take some wire and they wire their grips on, you know.
That sounds intense.
Yeah, but with lock-ons and the and
it's like some prison stuff. Just saying.
Okay. All right, jail boy. Okay. Gosh. So we got these kind of more the silicone ones,
yeah,
which are becoming more and more popular. Red Monkey has them, Wolf Tooth has them, a lot of people have them, but these ones, the Red Monkey ones and the Wolf Tooth, they use a really high-end silicone, which have great feel.
They're extruded,
and they have great feel. They provide another level of damping.
Yep.
So when you're riding and you don't have a lot of suspension, that's why a lot of people like them in cross country.
That's what I was going to say. I've been running. So I started out on one of my cross country hardtails with grips like this,
mm-hmm.
and my hands would just get beaten to snot.
Okay.
And then I switched to the Red Monkey silicone grips for a while. Now they're Wolf Tooth, but that helped quite a bit
with
that harshness on a cross country style fork, 100 mil fork.
A lot of the chatter, the trail chatter and everything gets kind of sucked up by that foam.
Totally.
Yeah.
Super helpful. Not as helpful necessarily on a trail bike per se.
Right. I want to feel the trail.
Yeah.
So I start to switch over to kind of something more like this, where I'm feeling every little nuance. I want to know what my tires are doing. I want to know what the trail's doing. I want to know everything. I want that feedback.
Yeah.
And I also want it to grip like crazy, guys. I ride with gloves. Some guys don't ride with gloves.
Right.
But I want that direct contact, and that's what these give me. And then that also is affected by the diameter of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So, well, that's me down to the size of your hands too, right?
Big hands, don't you?
Some say.
Where are you gonna go with that?
I don't know. You tell me.
Anyway, let's talk about this one right here.
Yeah, those are some big ones.
Those are big ones. Because I like to be able to waggle my hand around a little bit. Like I want to have a good firm grip here and then keep this loose. That keeps my whole body kind of loose and kind of doing this. Because if you're like this, that's not good for anything.
Yeah, that's me usually.
Yeah. If you're white knuckling it, it's not good for control. You want to stay loose. And that's your point of contact. You want to stay, it's almost like sitting down going through a rock garden. To me, if I loosen up and I just have a sturdy grip, but I'm loose on it and I can't get those with a big diameter. Other people feel different. I mean, it's a personal thing. But I tend to go for something more like this.
You need to use this one for your brakes.
Right. So you don't use those. I don't use those.
Brakes just slow you down anyway.
Yeah. Why you use brakes? They only slow you down.
Yeah.
Okay. So the lock-on ones like Renthal or ODI, those are some big names.
Mm-hmm.
They make some really great stuff. I really like those for like my trail downhill kind of stuff. I gravitate towards those.
Yeah, I currently run just silicone grips on my bikes, but I do have a thicker silicone on my cross-country hardtail and a thinner silicone on my my trail bike. So I want that.
You want that feedback.
Yeah, I want that feedback. That feel.
That's a good point.
You know, we'll talk about suspension at some point, but you know, on a trail bike, you're generally running.
It's kind of a form of suspension.
Well, it is, but you're running a higher end fork usually with more settings, more weight, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, you make all those fine adjustments to your suspension. You want to be able. To
You want
feel
to be able
that,
to be in con. Right? You want to get that real good feedback.
Yeah,
I get
exactly.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. So you want to have a grip that facilitates that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you start doing these, you start adding little patterns, and that's when you really get into. You know, what you like, what doesn't work for you. And, you know, some sides are different than other sides. But anyways, lots to choose from. We're going to wrap it up. And that should do it.
That'll do it. Cheers.
Okay. Oh, cheers.
What do? We send it.
We send it. You send it that way. I send it that way.
Yeah, you're a little crooked.
What are you trying to say?
Jail time.
Yeah, jail boy here.